1 Kings 17, 8-16. Then the word of the Lord came to him, saying, Arise, go to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and dwell there. See, I have commanded a widow there to provide for you. So he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, indeed a widow was there gathering sticks. And he called to her and said, Please bring me a little water in a cup, that I may drink. And as she was going to get it, he called her to her and said, Please bring me a morsel of bread in your hand. So she said, As the Lord your God lives, I do not have bread, only a handful of flour in a bin and a little oil in a jar. And see, I am gathering a couple of sticks that I may go in and prepare it for myself and my son, that we may eat it and die. And Elijah said to her, Do not fear. Go and do as you have said, but make me a small cake from it first, and bring it to me. And afterward make some for yourself and your son. For thus says the Lord God of Israel. So she went away and did according to the word of Elijah, and she and he and her household ate for many days. The bin of flour was not used up, nor did the jar of oil run dry, according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke by Elijah. Let us try to see ourselves in this widow. And what did she have? She had flour and she had oil. What does this mean for us? Flour is the bread of life in the form of the truth of the Holy Scriptures, which are in our heart. The oil, the anointing power of the Holy Spirit, which activates the existing in us word of life. The way that we work with these two great authoritative powers is what will determine then our well-being and our materialistic well-being as well. Again, collaborating with these two, the Word of God and Holy Spirit will then determine our well-being, as well as this is in the spiritual realm, as well as our materialistic. We, as the widow from Zarephath belonging to Sidon, will not be able to have well-being just collecting it for ourselves. The only way of keeping ourselves from the slavery of the flesh, illness, and bankruptcy is to give into the treasury of God, into the hands of Elijah, as the delegated authority of God in his church. Such service is not just testimony, but also life in accordance to the principles of the truth that are kept and keep our anointing and our ability to control money or rule over money, especially when the economical system of the world becomes unpredictable. Right now we will sing a psalm and we will partake in this wonderful service. And this service will demonstrate our relationship with these two authoritative powers, the Word of God, Holy Spirit, and the way we work with these two will determine our anointing that is having power or control over money. If we have this control over money, continuing to revere before the Word of God and Holy Spirit, then we will not be afraid of illness, death, or bankruptcy, or anything that will be coming upon this earth to test it. This will be the most difficult of times that had never been before. You can look in history, a time that seems most terrible, either the First World War, the Second World War, and gather all of this together, and then multiply that by two. That's what it will be like during the trials. Let us stand up and demonstrate before God our ability to keep our anointing, and we will sing a psalm.
Не буду в нужде, на Божий тесло. до свидания, земли. Храни меня в мире, могучей рукой, пока не прибуду в обитель святых. Храни меня в мире, могучей рукой, пока не прибуду в обитель святый.
I will happily remind us and repeat after our pastor that every time the nation of Israel honored God with their tithes and their offerings in the tabernacle of Moses, the temple of Solomon, they were, as a command from Moses, which God gave him, to stretch out their hands over their tithes and proclaim a great proclamation, which they continued to do for thousands of years. We are that same Israel. We're connected to the same roots. We will do the same thing. Please stretch out your hand over your tithes and pray together with me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I have separated my tithe from my house and have brought it into your temple so that you may have food within your house. I do not give in sorrow. I do not give in uncleanness. I do not give for the dead. I deeply believe in your unchanging word, and I am glad that I have the privilege to demonstrate my love and to acknowledge your authority. Now, according to your words, I pray, may your heavenly windows be opened, and may your blessing come without end upon your redeemed nation. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen, amen. May you be blessed. Please be seated.